Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves the experience of cracking them open, or you love the convenience of no-shell pistachios like myself, Wonderful Pistachios is the perfect healthy snack for when hunger strikes. And there are a bunch of tasty flavors to choose from too, like honey roasted, smoky barbecue, jalapeno lime, and more. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at Progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I get a call. It's like a 401 number, something. Hello? Hey, Sante, I'm just, it's Coach Belichick here. I'm just letting you know we gonna franchise you. What you mean? You don't even like me, dog. You don't even like me. What you mean you franchising me? You know, I don't even want to talk to you no more, man. Have Mr. Crab call me. Boom. I pop up a miniature. He, like he saw a ghost.
Yo.
Oh! Like, oh, mother. here he go. Here he go. Trying to tell me what to do.
Right.
You ready to run your conditioning test? Hell no, you just step in your office. You're gonna go talk.
We had to fight to get a meal. Yeah, wrongfully accused. We had to fight to get a pills. That's why we write to get a deal. He on the team, he gotta eat, you know. Despite your skills, fat. Keep it riding for the fam. You got a light that we're getting wheels straight up. But in the past bag, work up in the trash bag. I'll pass a lie to take the test before I pass class. Yeah, and my family needed bread. I had to come correct. That's why I keep airing it out like I just passed gas.
The I Am Athlete Parlay. We've been hot. These are guaranteed wins.
I'm going to take Arizona over San Fran.
Whoa.
It's all about matchups, understanding who's playing against who. It's a game of chess.
DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new customers a risk-free bet up to $1,000 if your first bet loses. All you got to do is download DraftKings Sportsbook, the app. Use promo code ATHLETE. I told you guys this past weekend there's going to be a lot of action because there's a lot of controversy in golf right now. Y'all didn't listen to me. There's a lot of money to be had. Tiger Woods come out and say all these guys that went to the LIV tournament abandoned the PGA tournament. Of course, Tiger, they wanted the bag. They wanted the money. So listen to me now. Tomorrow, you got the MLB All-Star Game. Go with the American League. DraftKings Sportsbook is one of America's top-rated platforms. It's secure. It's reliable. Make sure you're being smart when you're out there. But don't forget, use promo code ATHLETE. Big shout-out to DraftKings for sponsoring this video. Peace.
DraftKings.com is the sportsbook. I Am Athlete is the platform. Parlay. I Am Athlete all day. Promo code ATHLETE. Let's get it.
Okay, today on I Am Athlete, we got a special, special guest. When I heard his name come up in the production meeting, I got so excited. When I was 20 years old, it's a story for y'all. When I was 20 years old in the league, because that's how young I was when I got in the league. I was 20 years old, and I got selected to the Philadelphia Eagles, right? Quickly, I learned who the best player on the defense was, right? It was a skinny dude. Skinny dude with dreads, talking a whole lot of shit. Like, this dude don't shut up, right? And he's skinny. I'm like, who is this dude? So I found out that this dude's name was Asante Samuels,
right?
Asante, I'm so happy for you to be here, because me and this guy to the left, we have a million arguments, right?
Yeah.
About Belichick and the Patriots.
Oh.
And now, before we get on, let's hear what I got to say.
Mm-hmm.
Now, before Belichick got with the Patriots, in my opinion, he was a regular degular, right?
Irregular degular.
Oh, then, hold on. Every week we argue about this on the radio show.
Right.
Then this guy, right, he got a little love from Parcells, so he wrote that coattail. Anyway, this dude goes to the Patriots. He get all these Hall of Fame greats on defense. Then he gets the best player that I've ever seen play football, Tom Brady. Right. I played with him. He played with him. Can you please answer that? Because now we've got an insider that really knows the ins and outs.
Well, yeah, man. So Shady is kind of like me. So you got to see what I see. And I'm happy for that.
And I ain't blind.
You know what I mean? So I played with Tom. You got to play with Tom. You know what I mean? We got to see the perfection of the perfectionist. You know, one of the greatest to ever do it. One of the awesomest people, motivator, inspirator.
Leader,
all that good stuff. You know what I'm saying? Basically, man, if you was coaching the team, and you had Tom, y'all, we would all win a championship. You know? You know what I mean?
That's but, total disrespect.
You know, it's not really like I'm taking the shots. I'm really just speaking the facts. You know, it was a COVID year, and he wins the championship. But let's take it back though, right? You know, like you say, what did Belichick do before he got to New England, right? He won a championship as a defensive coordinator with Bill Parcells, right? What are we saying? Defensive coordinator.
Right.
So he knows defense, right? He knew a good defense. You know, he draws a good defense scheme. I give him that. Give credit when credit is due. But I seen with my own eyes, you know, Josh McDaniels putting that offense together. You know what I mean? So you can't really give him that credit of being, you know, putting that offense together and becoming successful because of Tom Brady. You know what I mean? So that's my whole argument about it.
Okay, I raised my hand because I ain't want to cut you off.
I'm completely.
You finished.
No, let me say one more thing.
Go ahead.
I got to say one more thing. Now, this might blow you. I got to give Belichick his respect.
Okay, you know thank you.
I got to give him his respect because in the weirdest way, in the weirdest way as it may seem, me and Belichick got the utmost respect for me because the things that he put his teams and his players through, he know I ain't one going for. I ain't one folding. And nobody likes a soft person. So all these people that just go and be soft around, he don't really respect them.
Nope.
He respected me, though. Big time.
Yeah. Hold up. If you don't mind, can we hear the ultimate famous Zant and Belichick story about the contract?
Let him go.
My memory's so sharp, boy.
So, you're disrespectful, and you my OG, because when I got to UCF, I was a freshman, you was a senior.
Yeah.
So I respect you, but I'm about to break the rules. Disrespectful,
okay.
Right? Because you're supposed to respect your elders, you know what I'm saying? But you're disrespectful. How are we going to talk about Bill Belichick in this way? So let me ask you this question, because I've been trying to, I got to find different angles to have this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Is it true or is it not true that defense wins championships?
It's true.
True.
That's true.
Okay. So you just went back to how it started and said that Bill Belichick won a championship as a defensive coordinator. So you gave him his flowers and his respect as a defensive coordinator.
Yeah.
Okay. So
wait,
how many
not flowers,
but not as a head coach, but go ahead.
But wait, let's just talk about, we talking about this dynasty.
Right.
It's bigger than the dynasty. It's talking about 19-year run.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So if y'all, you know what I'm saying, did y'all thing in New England, defensively, every year y'all got it done different ways. Sometimes it was 3-4, sometimes it was a 4-3. Sometimes it was, you know what, we going to lock down everything. Sometimes it was a bend but don't break defense.
Right.
So shouldn't we be giving him his flowers for the success of the Patriots? Go ahead.
Like you say, you just saying defense.
Right.
But what a fact set. How good was the defense?
Right. Yeah.
Huh?
Oh, answer we can that, talk about
was it top five? Was it top 10? Was it top 15? I know sometimes we was hella good, but a lot of the times you go look at the tape, I can name you 10 times what Tom Brady come save the day.
That's right.
So the defense not really winning the game.
With the cape on.
It's Tom Brady.
So let me give you those facts, because you know this.
With nobody.
Hey, y'all DJ Pac-Man, y'all know when we walk in that meeting room on Wednesday and they say, okay, we're going to install the game plan for the week.
Keys to victory. Keys to victory.
I don't know about y'all, but we started that meeting on Monday, but go ahead.
Ooh. Okay. Who was in charge of starting that meeting on Monday then?
Yeah, ahead. Okay, Bill Belichick. That's right. That's one of the reasons why y'all won too. Y'all won.
They did a lot. He won because of Brady.
No, y'all did.
Stop it.
No, y'all did not. No, y'all did. It's both.
Why y'all won? Because Brady. Of our head coach? No. Brady. The head coach came out and Brady. Said, I don't got to do nothing.
Yeah.
I just let Tom do his thing.
Yo.
It's Belichick got to act like, I'm going to throw Troy Brown in here. At Nickelback, and act like we're doing. No, all this stuff is working because of Tom.
Right.
Troy Brown, yeah, you probably can play Nickelback. He probably is good at it. But that ain't why we won. You know what I mean? He just putting on the show, and he could do all that because of Tom. And I'm sitting here, I'm trying to learn the NFL. I'm trying to learn. I'm trying to figure out how we winning. All these, we got Earth, Wind, Fire coming off the street, starting
you right there in it.
We got the teacher coming off, hiking the ball at the Super Bowl. It's one X factor.
Yep.
It's Tom. Yep. This is the truth. That's the way it go. Ain't no way, no doubt
so
about it.
So when we argue about this next time, just have him in your mind.
No, listen, I respect what y'all saying. All I'm saying is both. You can't say it's all Tom, and then there's the other side. You can't say it's all Bill Belichick. It was the perfect storm, both of them coming together, bro.
No.
Come on, because you just
like
said
70-30.
You just said something very simple. You just said on Mondays is when we started our install for the next week. 99% of the rest of the NFL start that meeting on Wednesday.
Okay, all that's that, because all they was that winning. Was cute. All that was cute, right? Like I'm saying, all that's cute. Look like we
yeah.
It's because of Tom, but guess what? Guess what? Tom goes somewhere and just win a Super Bowl.
Right. And he's struggling. They're struggling.
Okay, you don't get that. That's not a credit right there to him with COVID year, no practice, no offseason. I go win a Super Bowl.
Right.
Okay,
right.
But let me.
What is that saying?
You got a top five defense. What about Todd Bowles? Top five defense over there. Oh, come on.
Offense makes a defense good. Do you know that?
Listen,
does the offense make a defense good?
For sure.
Okay. So Tom Brady is the X factor.
Okay.
Regardless of what you're saying, you got the real money here today, baby. Let's talk.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Let me ask you something. Have Belichick ever called you at 7:30 at night and said, hey, you gotta hurry up and get out of that route? He said, Tom. You be sitting on the couch, tongue caught.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy, you remember that play 15?
Yes.
Play 15, boy, you need to get your to 15 yards. Yeah, 12 yards, buddy.
100%. I never experienced that because I was on defense, but I'm 100% sure he's doing that.
But I'm saying with Belichick being the defensive leader, you know, like.
You going to back me up or what?
Well, let me step back with that question.
What about personnel?
I'm going to come back to that. Let me step back. We said Belichick being a leader, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, everybody got different definitions of leader, right?
Yeah.
So y'all say Belichick is a great leader.
I'm asking.
Okay, so you don't.
Oh, now they asking.
You're not just going to say he's a great leader.
I think he's a great coach. As far as a leader,
do
I
you
don't
say
know.
He a great leader?
His style of leadership get the job done. Yes.
Okay.
If we talking about, if we define him by leadership,
I haven't met him, so I
if we're talking
know.
About this aspect of leadership, wins and losses, absolutely. Is there different ways of doing leadership? Absolutely. You got Pete Carroll, who's on the other end of the spectrum and won the Super Bowl. But now we talking about Bill Belichick creating a dynasty. It's more than just going out there and playing. Like what you were about to say. What about personnel? What about those decisions? What about our meeting cycle? What about cutting a player before everybody else saying, oh, it's too early? Who's making? Tom ain't making
those
decisions.
We can make these decisions because we got Tom.
Yep.
It don't matter what decision we can make. Who's next up to bring in free agency?
Yep.
Can they pass the test? Bring them in to work out, make sure they can make it to the fourth round or the fourth quarter. That's all we need, somebody, because we got Tom. Everything going to work.
Everything
I saw it with my own eyes. Right. I'm not joking. This is the truth.
Right.
I saw it with my own eyes.
And the players know that. Yo, listen.
They know that.
I don't
some of
names.
Them be brainwashed on the Patriot
a lot,
way.
A lot of them know it.
I ain't going for none of that. I don't know what no Patriot way is.
Right.
A Zunt way. I don't know nothing about none of that. I don't know nothing about none of that.
Right.
All them is company men talking about Patriot way.
Right.
I don't know none of that. Zunt way. I'm here to get money, take care of my family. The same way Belichick here to take care of his family, get his money. So when you try to hold my money back and you want all your money, I ain't got no respect.
So this legendary story then about the pay, that perfect segue. No,
he bring it up.
Yeah, you said you want to talk about money.
He already started to. He might as well finish it.
Yeah.
I love it. Come on, the world got to hear this. Come on now, the world got to know.
So here we go.
The world got to know.
And thanks for not helping me.
It's bro. Like
that, that. Go ahead, brother.
I'm sorry with you now. I flip sides, baby.
You flip sides.
Nah,
how could I not? How could I not?
I've been there. I'm a flippy.
He let you say.
I got my OGs calling me.
He let you say everything. He said, that's because we had Brady.
That's it.
Simple.
That's what I'm going to say every time. That's every time. But guess what? Belichick still got a way to be the greatest coach. I still give him credit. He could still be the greatest coach of all time. He just got to win another Super Bowl.
That's it.
It's not going to happen.
Because Tom did it.
Who's the best coach? Tom already did it. Who's the best coach right now?
Who's the best coach right now?
Yeah. Come on.
I mean, I guess you got
to say. I'm going to go with Andy.
You got to go with Andy.
I'm going to go with Andy. You know, I got to go with Belichick because Belichick's not a people's person. When you're not a people's person, you don't treat people right around you, you're not a great leader.
Compare him.
But can we do criteria?
I just did.
First?
That was it. That was it right there.
Andy and, people person?
He's not a people's person. He's not here to make sure you're good.
And he don't got time.
Andy going to make sure your family's straight. You're just a number to this guy. You feel me? Right. Like, nobody respect that. That's another good point. All these people come from Belichick, go coaching, they can't be successful. Why? They trying to be like Belichick, and it won't work, and the people ain't going for it. Now
the reason why it won't work is because they don't have who?
Tom Brady. Tom Brady. So all that stuff they see that Belichick acting like, that don't work. Yes. I got to change this up. I have numerous people come up to me after the game saying, look, man, I had to get up out of there, boy. Yep. Coaches, players, everybody. Because they know I was the one that was stand up. I ain't going for anything. You feel me? And it be me by myself. You know what I mean? I don't care.
All right. Let's get to the story. Go ahead.
The story?
Story.
It's a good one.
It's a good one.
All right. Hey, where my popcorn? Story. Go ahead.
It's a little long. I'm going to start with the franchise, yeah. All right. So here we go. Remember, we beefing. You know, me and Belichick ain't seen eye to eye. He tried to bench me. You know, Troy Brown, finna play nickelback.
The receiver?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm on the bench.
I remember that.
I'm on the bench. Chad.
But why though?
Let me finish.
Okay.
This is just Belichick. Ain't no reason why. He wanna hold you back. Right. He don't want you to get your money.
That's true.
So, I'm gonna speak all facts. I don't tell lies. That ain't in my profile.
Right.
Dante Samuel. So, I'm here. So, I'm sitting the bench, Troy Brown. I think it's Randall Gay and Chad Scott starting. Troy Brown and nickelback. So I'm sitting there. I got three picks. I done talked to my agent. I'm like, how much I get free agents? He already told me about $6-7 million a year. I'm cool with that. You benching me? I'm finna go act wild. I don't give a around here, you know?
Yeah.
I'm wilding out, you feel me?
Yeah.
Guess what happened on Friday? Chad Scott get hurt.
Ooh.
He gotta play.
Guess who gotta play? Son, you up.
Let's go, baby.
Let's go. So we go play Chicago Bears. I'm gonna have to stand up now. Fourth, fifth player of the game.
This is how God works.
Rex Grossman. Pick. Guess what I do? I take that ball. I find Belichick, run right past him. You can't stop me! You can't stop me! That's what everybody else doing on the team. Running right behind me. Yep. They can't stop you, son. They can't stop what God got for you.
Yeah.
Real story, real still. Second quarter. Throw it to the tight end. Pick again. Guess what I do? There he goes. You can't stop me! You can't stop me! Game on the line. We up by four. Rex Grossman them going to try to win the game. They going deep 60 yards. Go up. Pick. Game over. I'm trying to get up. Everybody on top of me, though. I'm trying to get up and run over. But good thing God, like, hold him down, because I'm finna lose my mind. Hold this man down. So hold me down. Boom. So now I'm the starter. I got 6 picks on the year. He can't say nothing to me. He know who I am. He know how I rock. Leave me alone, I'm gonna leave you alone.
Right.
We're gonna come to practice and be peaceful.
Right.
We're gonna be good people.
We're gonna be good people.
Right.
That's how it's gonna go.
You know what it is.
We're gonna compete in practice. We're gonna do our thing. Me and my OGs, life goes on. I get 12 picks on the year.
12 picks.
I'm ready to go to the be a free agent. I see Nate Clemens, them getting $80 million. I'm like, oh Lord, mercy.
That's 6 change.
Lord, I'm about to buy my mom a house. I'm gonna do all the stuff I dreamed of doing. Nah, I got my 12 picks, free agency coming. I get a call. It's like a 401 number, something. Hello? Hey, Sante, I'm just, it's Coach Belichick here. I'm just letting you know we gonna franchise you.
What you mean? You don't even like me, dog. You don't even like me. What you mean you franchising me?
You know, I don't even want to talk to you no more, man. Hi, Mr. Crab called me. Mm. Boom. About 10 minutes later, get the call. It's a blocked number. So I already see the my mind's blocked number. What's up, man? Why y'all friends? You know you've been my favorite player. He always lit up. He always tell me. Everybody love me around there, you know what I mean? Always been my favorite player. We're going to take care of you, blah, blah, blah. All right, man, whatever. Boom. So now I hold out, you know what I mean? I'm going to hold out, but I'm going to get my money, too. I ain't missing my money. I ain't no idiot. Right. But I'm going to hold out as long as I can. So I'm holding out 2 weeks. I'm going to hold out 2 weeks before the first game. So I just get on the plane. I don't tell my agent. Only my mama knows. She panicking. Somebody please stop him here. I'm just going up in there. So I just get on the plane, hop up, pop up in there. First person I see is Tom. Me and Tom love each other. Hey, buddy, what's up, Sante? I ain't really got time for Tom right now. I'm on my
way to Tom. Watch out. Where?
Where Belichick at? You feel me? So I pop up on Belichick. He, like he saw a goat.
Yo.
Like, whoa, mother. So, here he go. Try to tell me what to do.
Right.
You ready to run your conditioning test? Hell no, you even step in your office. I'm gonna go talk.
Yeah, we gonna talk.
You talking about a conditioning work test. Out. Go step in your office, partner, before we light this up in here, goddamn it. Cause right now, I ain't really. Let me tell you one thing. I'm like a defensive coordinator. When my back is against the wall, what they do? All out blitz. I just know go crazy. I just know go crazy.
Right.
When my back get all the way, go crazy. That's all I know. So you want to push me to that point? We can do that. I don't really care because I don't really, you know, it's probably not a good thing. So now, step into the office. I'm grilling him. Belichick, look here, man. You making 10 this win. Coaches, I think he was the first one to start making $10 million a year, but it was a secret. It wasn't publicized. So he was going through a divorce and all kind of stuff. So, you know, he had to, you know, do his stuff. So he getting $10 million a year secretly, you know. I know, you know what I'm saying? So I'm, what's up, man? Like, why you playing with me, man? You getting your money? Why? I want to take care of my family. I'm grilling them man to man. Football, business, man to man.
Respect.
I'm going to take care of my family, homie. Like, what's up with you, man? This and that, blah, blah, blah. I'm grilling him. So now he like, he can't do nothing. He can't do nothing but say, look, all right, here we go. Leave here. Have your agent call me at 2 o'clock, and let's work it out. So, boom. We're on the phone. Come 2 o'clock. From 2 o'clock p.m. to about 2 a.m.
Hey.
Him and my agents. Me, I'm really talking on the phone. It ain't really my agent. It's me I'm talking. So Lance Briggs.
He like, what'd he say?
Right. Yeah. Lance Briggs had done fucked up the franchise tag at this time. They had agreed to, he can't get franchise. He got to play more than 85% of the time.
To get franchise?
Like that. Yeah, so.
Get a franchise to get the money? Like
no,
a franchise?
In order for you not to get franchised again.
Oh.
Gotcha.
So, okay. So now they throwing that up in my face. You see what I'm saying? So now I'm dealing with this that he done signed. They like,
to make you play.
Right, so.
Because you ain't playing.
So they want to just keep franchising. Right, you see what I'm saying? So they like, no, you pay 85% of the time. We want to agree to franchise you. So at 2 o'clock in the morning, this is how I have to win the argument. They still with the I said, this is when Scott Pioli loved me.
It's about to get good right now.
You know what I mean? Scott Pioli, everybody. I'm like, look here.
Look at this word.
All that shit. Don't give me shit. I'll be up there in the morning. No. You're gonna give you what you want.
They knew what time it was?
They knew what time it was. Cause once I do that, they know I'm coming with you know, ain't
bullshit.
The bullshit, straight bullshit. They know I'm coming.
They know
so
with no,
once
they know.
I say that, once I do that, they give me what I want and they agree not to franchise. So that's how, then I go play my franchise years. It's peaceful. You don't mess with me. I don't mess with you. Life is peaceful. You know what I mean? So that's what I had to go through, man. Franchise, man.
And then he came to Philly and that's when we kind of linked up. Cause I was a young boy. But real quick, when I say the name, Nnamdi Asamoah, what comes to your mind?
Let me see, a lot of things really come to my mind. But the first thing is, how the NFL can manipulate and control the narrative.
If you travel, you know how to really go off the grid. Like no cell service in your room off the grid. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths, sound baths, and ice baths? Because when you set up your out of office, you mean it. Because when you're the escape artist, vacation is all about resting, meditating, drinking water, and minding your own businessing. The Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card. If you travel, you know. Learn more at go.amex/you know.
Is there such a thing as a traveler? Not a Delta. Because we know on one flight, Mike in 8C prefers reality TV to reality. So we provide more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment. While on the flight after, 8C is occupied by Jen, whose favorite snack is tea. That's why we provide fast, free Delta Sync Wi-Fi available for SkyMiles members. Because at Delta, we know.
Refill?
Everyone flies their own way. Delta, keep climbing. Free Wi-Fi available on most domestic flights. Terms of use apply.
Yo, 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 this is Brandon Marshall here to talk to you about some of my favorite things to eat. The carb fear is real, but carb-heavy foods are often the ones we love the most. Hero Bread makes those same delicious favorites free of consequences or compromises. They've remade carby, empty-calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious versions that include no net carbs, 0 grams sugar, and fewer calories, plus protein and fiber, the soft, fluffy experience you love when enjoying a refreshing BLT. Savory breakfast burrito or mouth-watering cheeseburger. Something for every craving, including sliced bread, loaves, buns, and tortillas. And they have monthly small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the 2 gram net zero hero croissant or the 1 gram net carb hero cheddar biscuit. Don't give up being a bread head. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code athlete at checkout. That's athlete at hero, hero.co.
Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
Make things seem like they're not.
Right.
You know what I mean? You can't make up no excuses for the level of play if it fall this low from one team to another. So I'm saying,
right, right.
You can't be this good over here, and you come over here, and now you all of a sudden, you ain't that good because of this, that, blah, blah, blah. Wherever
Raiders,
I go,
Raiders.
Whatever team, whatever defense, whatever, I'm going
right.
to succeed.
Right.
You feel
right.
me?
Right.
It don't matter what you're throwing at, what defense, it don't matter. So you ain't got to make up no excuse for me. So I'm saying, so. You know, a guy that was just overrated and, they gave a lot of pub to because of whatever reason, like a lot of other overrated people. You know what I mean?
You remember that one practice? So Nolly was like a big draw. Now, I do remember his name. I'm not going to say and lie, I don't remember his name.
Everybody remember his name.
When I was in my first year, we played the Raiders, right? And then Deshaun, it was the second year, so Deshaun was becoming the superstar, right? Deshaun was going up top, you know, and the whole week, they was trying to find a way to get Deshaun off the jam with Nnamdi. So that's because I'm young, I'm 20. I don't know the game, how that's supposed to work. So that's how I learned his name. So then when the free agency came, I was like, oh, damn, we get Nnamdi. So the whole team, first of all, Zant is like
that was a big deal.
Big deal. Right. Zant was the big guy.
I already know it ain't what it is. I already know that. I watch everybody. You know
already
what I'm
knew?
I already knew.
He said
that.
He knew his game wasn't.
I already know well, that.
Hold on, the story
give,
though.
Let me give you a look. Go ahead.
Real quick.
And I knew
story.
Who blew him up.
When we got him, right, the first practice, everybody's like, yo, oh my God. Nnamdi, it's his first one-on-one. Because he's the only dude I ever seen jam Jack. He played like he ain't looking, then hit him. So when we had Nnamdi, it was his first one-on-one at practice, right? It was camp. And everybody's like, we got Nnamdi. He signed like a big ass deal. So we all looking. We like, ooh, like that type of thing. Like, ooh. So look. But when he went against the tight end, Brent Celek, Brent was a good tight end. He wasn't like a route runner. He was like this all together, complete, can block, can run a little bit. So when he went against the tight end, we like.
It's the first day?
The first day. We like.
First day.
Yo, the tight end hit him with like a post corner. We was like, ah. Oh. We like, ah. Oh. We look at the gym like.
First day looking bad. Oh.
Look, you know how Son is, told you. I told you.
Oh, my man. So that's an interesting story.
Pete, to add to that, And you know, because you was over there in New England with Josh, so we going to play Nnamdi right after he had just got the big deal.
In Philly?
Right? No. Right? When, no, remember he did the franchise. He franchised with Oakland on some crazy money, right? And then he left. And so when we was going to play him, and you know how, I'm going to say Patriots because I know Belichick had something to do with it. I'm not going to say 100% Josh McDaniels. No, I can't remember if you was there.
I was there because I'm waiting to tell my Nnamdi, but go ahead.
Okay.
I was there.
And basically, Josh was like, the reason the mother is a top-rated corner is because nobody throws his way. He only has to play corner. He broke it down. They real good on percentages and numbers. He only has to play football for 18% of the plays. Mm. And our game plan was the exact opposite, bro. Mm-hmm. He only got the ball thrown his way 2 to 3 times a game. Our game plan was to throw it at him 15 to 20 times, and let's see if he can play.
Guess why? Guess why he only got the ball thrown at him? See, I broke all this down. That's why I know about everybody. That's why I can speak on it. Guess why they only throwing the ball 2 times at him a game? Because anything else you do won't work.
Yeah.
You can run the ball here, go 10 yards. You can throw the ball there, go 15 yards. They 0-15. It don't matter. That's why. But the person that blew him up was y'all coach. Was it
Shanahan.
He can stab, and that's why they don't throw the ball at him. After he stabbed, throw the ball. See what happens.
This hips was horrible.
This is a good conversation. You smart, bro. IQ is crazy. Smart.
I got good common sense.
Full disclosure, like, I'm a Nnamdi fan. On the field, off the field. Like, I still stay in contact with Nnamdi. I love you, okay?
He definitely the man.
Hold on. We used to have some classic battles. And Nnamdi, I don't know what they talking about, you know, this and that. I just know I had fun competing. But I used to get so pissed off at Coach Shanahan, because it's funny that you said Coach Shanahan blew him up.
That's the only person.
But, you know, this is younger B. Marsh. We would go into game plans, and you know, we played him twice a year, and he would look at Jay Cutler, look at Jeremy Bates, our offensive coordinator, and say, we're not throwing at them. And so, like, I'm like, damn, but when I'm matched up on him, so you mean I ain't going to get no targets? I said, what are we talking about here? Right. I had some situations where I would have a Gatorade bottle, and I'd be like, this is bull. Gameplay, throw the screen, walk out. Like, what the fuck y'all talking about?
Oh.
Yeah, like, what are we talking about? Like, wow.
He got top beat. Oh,
yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, because you got to think, man, I'm young, you know what I'm saying? And I'm in the prime of my career, and he the number one corner at the time.
Right.
And now Coach Shanahan's coming in the team meeting, saying, in the offensive meeting too, saying that we're not throwing at him. And then you see all the plays, 70% of the time, I'm lined up against Nnamdi. So I'm not getting the ball. What are we doing here? So, you know, it's interesting that you said that, but I had some classic battles. I love playing against Nnamdi in Oakland because they would give us one-on-one.
Right.
That's why I love my matchup.
But, you know, don't take this no way, but you're an easy target for him. You see what I'm saying? You're a big, you know, not as quicker guy. So it's going to look like you battle. But when he goes against a slimmer, shiftier guy, that little one-hand stab, that shit don't get no play. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
All that shit was just overrated because after the stab, throw the ball, see what he gonna do, you know?
So
ain't no disrespect to nobody.
So you're saying one man, offense, Coach Shanahan, goes out there, blow him up, and now, because that was the play, he wasn't getting targeted. He would go through 4 or 5 game stretches, DJ.
Ball getting thrown to him 2 to 3 times.
Because everything else works.
Yeah, they did suck.
If I'm running the ball, it's 10 yards this way. Throw it to the tight end 15 yards this way. I don't even got time to throw it over there. Everything works.
I never even thought about that.
Did they sign Nnamdi to replace you, or was it
that? This is the story.
Because the outside looking at it, I was like, oh, that's going to be crazy.
They
tried. Nnamdi and
So here's the problem. I'm just a stand-up man. My beliefs and common sense, I'm just a stand-up guy. So here we go. I'm just raised by my mama. That's all my mama took care of me. That's it. So Shady could relate to this. So, boom, my mama's sick. I don't know what's going on, you know what I'm saying? I ain't never dealt with this shit. Like, mama just sick. She just telling me all type of shit. She got this shit in her throat, whatever she was calling it. I can't even think of the name, but she telling me all kind of different things is wrong with her, but the truth. So, you know, it kind of get real bad where it's like, all right, I gotta find out what's going on because she ain't going to tell me. So I just called the doctor. I'm just going, man, you better tell me, girl, you know what I mean? He like, your mama didn't tell you. So I'm like, damn, something deep. So now I go to my mama. What the fuck going on? You high? Blah, blah, blah. And then boom, they tell me she got ALS, right? I don't know if y'all ever heard
of that. I got my grandma
that. You know. That's my foundation. Lou Gehrig's disease. It's one of the worst diseases ever. So now, boom, I'm dealing with this. I got to get 24-hour nurses.
Yup.
It's just crazy. I'm the only man in the family. I ain't really got no, you know. But thank God my mama had kind of called my auntie to come down here, help me. Shout out to Aunt Bebe. So now, I'm dealing with all this. Now, you know what I mean? And it's time to go to training camp and stuff. You see what I'm saying? So, damn, don't make me say the wrong word. I don't want to start talking like I'm from the hood, but
you are. So,
you know, I'm talking to the people on the phone. I'm trying to explain to them the situation. Like, it's my mama. She down.
That's all I got.
Y'all keep saying, come to camp. Come to camp. I'm going to play the first game. I'm going to ball out. Like, I don't need to practice. Y'all know that. I don't practice in training camp anyway.
I ain't practicing anyway.
They go to hitting. I'm in the water with the trainers. I don't even do that shit anyway. They know that. So I'm like, man, I can't come. I'm not coming. You know what I mean? They telling me you could get a 24-hour ambulance and fly across the world and all this shit. I ain't trying to hear none of that shit. What you mean?
It's my mama.
Hey, y'all come down here with me right now and help me real quick. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
So, bam, we going through it. So I just tell, I ain't coming, man. Look, I don't know whatever y'all got to do, I ain't coming. So now, this is what I learned after the fact. I learned Nambi want like $20 million a year or something, you know what I mean? And he wanted from Dallas, but Dallas don't want to give it to him. So he called Andy the last minute, and Andy them like, he only want 15 or something. So they like, yeah, we'll give it to him, but it's because of my situation. You see what I'm saying? So they end up signing Nambi. You know, my mama keeps seeing my face pop up on the picture and on the TV and shit. And she can't take it. She just like, just go, baby. Just, she can't even talk. She just writing it down and shit, just go. So I go and it was the biggest shit show. I was saying it from home. It's dream team. This ain't no dream team. This is a piece of shit. A bunch of superstars that can't do shit. I don't even want to come back to this shit. You know what I mean? But you know, came back and it was a show. You know what I mean? I think that's when I said they playing fantasy football with the owner's money.
I didn't know that though.
So, you know, you brought up mom and, you know, obviously I've always looked up to you. You know what I mean? Because of UCF, y'all built UCF. Right. And we was able to step into that. And you know, you reason why I was able to be successful and make it to the league is because of dudes like you and Dante Culpepper.
Right.
Shout
out to Culpepper.
Yeah, right. And so, obviously, I know moms and new mom and understand what she meant to you and the entire family.
Right.
And the community.
That's right. That's right. How was that, you know, losing mom?
Man, it's one of the craziest experiences you can have in life. You know, losing a mom is one thing, too. But when you're successful and you got wealth and stuff, everybody turned their back on me, man. I was out here just by myself, just me and my wife. I'm talking about everybody you can think of just turned their back on me just because they wanted something, you know, they thought was maybe some money at the end, or they just wanted to control my thoughts and how I move and how I act. But man, it's not nothing I wish on anybody. But you know what don't kill you, make you stronger. So that's all I saw from her, so I ain't never really see her bend, fold, so I don't know how to bend or fold, so got to keep going, you know what I mean?
Through all of that situation, you came back and you played a lot of good football, you know, was 10 years, 50 interceptions, 4 Pro Bowls, 3 All-Pros, 2 Super Bowl rings, arguably, you know, I'm a corner. I think you're the best player that's probably done played. Like, you're very smart. You're very good in and out of breaks at the top of your row. I would probably say that you're one of the best I ever seen without wasting steps. And after I got playing, you know, I would dive in and watch everybody. Only thing that was different for me that I would say was you didn't travel as much. Do you think the reason why you are not on the list, because you definitely should. I ain't know, it's hard to do. Get 50 interceptions. Matter of fact, get 10.
It's a philosophy to everything I do, but go ahead.
You get what I'm saying?
It's a philosophy.
God, this guy.
That's where I learned it from.
Yes.
Yeah. He's very smart, too.
Oh, smart.
You're by far one of the best to play off. But do you think because you didn't travel, you're not on the list? Because I'm trying to figure out, like, your numbers speak for itself. You got better numbers than Ty Law is f***ing on there. You got better numbers than Ty Law. How are you not on the list?
Well, first of all, Belichick said it. He just came out and said it. I think he said it because you see me arguing. But he said the Hall of Fame doesn't have a criteria to make it in. Mm. So he came out and said that, you know what I mean? But like you said, I don't travel. It's people that didn't travel that made it in the Hall of Fame. So that's the argument right there. That cuts that, right? A lot of people that didn't travel, you know what I mean? But there's a reason I decided not to travel, because I traveled my first 2 years, played press. You know, I experienced it all. When I played press, got the least amount of balls called on me, this and that, but I wasn't having interceptions. Mm. So what I learned is, most of the quarterbacks in the NFL are what?
Right-handed.
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 That's right.
What side are they throwing to most? The left side. As soon as they drop back, they're looking to the side. So guess what? I'm going to go to the side where the ball is coming to the most. What side the number play? The right side. Right. The ball don't come there first. That's not the first option to go over there, because they got to look over their shoulder and throw it that way. So Numbie should have came and traveled, and he could have got more action. People that play on that side, I'm right where if they looking and not throwing this way, they making themselves uncomfortable. Quarterbacks drop back and don't look that way.
Yeah.
That messes up your whole offense. That's the
right.
That's everything.
That's the side. That's your side.
That's clever, dog.
So the run play.
That's so smart.
So I got all this broke down in my head. The Hall of Fame, all that stuff. That's a joke, man. That stuff is a joke. It's all about whether you're first. It's a business first. So this is what you got to understand.
No way in the hell that Ty Law in there. You ain't in there.
Champ Bailey.
Wait.
What about Champ?
Hold on. Can I ask you this? Hold on.
Wait, you think Champ ain't deserving?
I said this earlier.
Oh, okay.
Can I ask you this?
Okay.
Whatever he did, I did it better.
100%. Wait. No. I ain't going to say you did it better.
I'm going to argue and say I did it better.
I would say when it comes to the interceptions, and actually playing like a true corner, I would say you and Champ, as far as skill set.
I want the ball.
True corner, side by side. But I think Champ, because of his size, had those other tangibles. Champ would travel. Champ would play nickel. Champ played run. You just mentioned when they start talking about run, you're on the sideline. So when we come to numbers, I would say you and Champ are neck and neck. Except for when we get to tackling.
We need corners to tackle.
Hold on, let him finish.
He got one.
Why would you? Hold on, let him finish. Let him finish.
Corners tackling.
51, I think Champ got 54.
Philosophy.
Philosophy.
I'm going to give a rebuttal.
My argument is, and I'll be honest, my argument is I've always believed, and not just because I played with him, but I believe Champ is one of the either top one or top two corners to ever play the game.
I agree with you.
And the reason that I will say this is because not only did he play corner at a high level, he played football at a high level. For 9 years, Champ traveled, Champ went where he needed to be, Champ stuck his neck out, run, power O, anything that was coming at him, Champ was there. So again, I never played with you, I never played with a lot of the other guys, but I've heard how other guys speak about some people.
Right.
And what I know is Champ was an amazing corner, but yes, to take it to the next level, he played football.
All right, let me go now. You ready?
Let's go.
You're absolutely right, everything you said. But a lot of people, when they speak about me, they don't really know me. They just talking about whatever the media said. They ain't really watched me. People that been on my team and been around me, they know. Ain't hands down, ain't nothing going on. And can't nobody play this position better than Asante Samuel. As far as tackling, you, like I said, you don't know me. I got some of the biggest hits of any corners in the league. Ricky Williams, head on head, smashed them, knocked them right out. Stokely, tight ends, bust their lips wide open. Only thing I don't do is jump in piles. When it's you running back coming his way in five, you big motherfucker. coming out of the way. I'm gonna step out of the way and let y'all tackle.
So you saying they getting them attaboys, them jops?
Yeah, jump on par. You know, that's why I'm healthy. You know what I mean? I know how. I know when to get in there and when to get. I'm not here to make tackles. Yeah, that's fine. They can act like we here to make tackles. We're not here to make tackles. We're here to get the ball.
Right.
They want me to get the ball. What Andy say? When the game on the line, what Andy say? Sante, we need that ball.
That's right.
He don't go to nobody else. He come to Sante Salmon.
Yep.
I need that ball.
Yeah,
he ain't talking about no tackle. And champ, me and him comparison, yes, he's one of the greatest. But guess what? Me and him neck and neck, I probably got more game in this winning interceptions than anybody.
That matters.
I'm ending the game. And another fact with me, like I say, when the quarterback, see, y'all talk, there's a lot of people talk about corners and stuff, right? But it's a difference when you're a feared cornerback. You understand what I'm saying? If you're feared, that means you, in order to be feared,
Champ was feared too, though.
Champ was feared. That's why I ain't talking about Champ.
Yeah. In order to be talking about corners
and other corners. In order to be feared,
you gotta be good.
You gotta get the ball.
Right, right.
When they throw the ball your way, you gotta get it. Because if you're just breaking it up, I'm gonna keep throwing it at you.
Yeah.
Guess what? They was feared to throw the ball my way. That's documented.
That's they know documented.
The ball is gonna go the other way. Ain't no breakup. I'm gonna snatch that ball. Ain't no I locked you up 30 yards and 40 yards. It's pick the ball, start throwing the ball the other way.
Yep.
That's how that's gonna go. You know what I'm saying? So the comparison to Champ.
Let me be a little bit more. I wasn't trying to discredit you or what you did.
No,
not at all.
You can't do that. You can't do it anyway.
No, maybe. But there are people out there that will try to discredit you because you were a part of a Bill Belichick's defense.
Right.
They already tried to do that. Guess what? And I already went at him. What's his name? Don't make me get it wrong. The Rod Woodson, the Charles Woodson, when I was a free, not the younger one, the older one. But when I was a free agent, when I was a free agent, go get my money, he hated on me. Just like that. He came out there and said, this guy's going to be a bust. He's a product of his. Is what you call it, this and that, all that. And guess what? He had to come back and apologize. You know what I'm saying? He ain't come back on the camera and apologize, but he came up to me. You know, it was kind of weak, but I take it, you know what I mean? You go say all that junk on the media.
Rod Woodson,
said I was going, you know, everybody was saying I was a product of my, because a lot of people didn't understand technique. They say, what everybody's saying to me, I'm jumping the route.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I ain't jumping no route. I don't get beat on double moves.
No.
You would think because the media said it, but you can't pull it up. I ain't never getting beat on double moves.
It's so interesting that you said that, going back to college, yes, only practice when the scouts was there. Bro, when the scouts
this
was there.
Crazy.
Listen, I'm telling you, when the scouts was there, ain't nobody. We had Jimmy Frizzell, we had Doug Gabriel, and these was legends from our school, and they played in the league. Ain't nobody getting off the
scouts
line of scrimmage,
I'm here. I'm gonna be the first one up there.
Is that true though? Was that a true like assessment or evaluation of me? Like
true story. One of our homeboys, Doug Gabriel. So the scouts there, like he said,
they came to see Doug for real.
They come to see Doug, really. But my homeboy Travis Fish in the lead second round is when I know I'm raw to him. I'm going.
Right.
Yeah, the scouts here. It's time to turn up. I'm thinking we on the same page. He play receiver. Let's turn up. He folding up, man. He fighting. I gotta go fight. He folding up in front of the scouts and stuff, man. It was like crazy. I'm thinking we gotta turn up.
But you
did practice because.
Not in the league.
Nah, because I ain't gonna lie. Like now.
I love to practice.
Nah, but
I
he did.
Get ready for the game.
He had that superstar thing, so he wouldn't practice sometimes.
But I do what I want.
But
And
majority
but,
of time.
Like, if we paying certain people, like I'm gonna go out there and make sure.
Right. Nah, he would practice though.
I put a scout player out there that's fast. We're playing against a fast receiver.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He would go out with Jackpot. He would go out with D-Jack. Matter of fact, Zont would have to practice lit. Whole practice lit. The way he getting up and all this moving around, don't think
all
it's
day.
It ain't the drink. He was the same way with the Gatorade. Going crazy. Look, he would go so hard in practice that our coordinator, Marty Morningwig, and Andy Reid coming in, but hey, look, today we're going to get something's today.
They practicing against me.
Yeah,
and
we got
I know
a whole,
that.
We got a whole
I'm coming
game.
To practice. Y'all ain't even getting ready for the game. Y'all running routes to beat me.
Yeah,
when
y'all.
They get a catch a ball on me, practice is over. Everybody going crazy, going to hell or something.
Yeah.
It's a party. We just won a Super Bowl. Like literally, like they practicing, but I demand that because I come out there and I'm going at everybody.
Yeah.
I'm challenging everybody. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't do
nigga better not throw my weight. Blah, blah, blah. Right. All day. You can't hit it all day. You got to eventually do something. You know, you a man. You know what
I'm saying? It's so funny here, y'all talk about practice and just how your approach is. You know, I went back to college because, like, you know, I practice against you. And really, you only practice when the scouts was there. That's
I was a senior. He was a freshman.
Yeah, right. He did, like you said, he did what he wanted. But I also played against Champ. I never caught a deep ball in Champ in practice. His closing speed was crazy. And he's actually one of the reasons why, the main reason why I played wide receiver in the league. And legendary. He's legendary.
For sure.
But when we used to get ready for you, all of our, this was the scouting report. Okay, so you got Asante Samuels, you got Tutu on this side. He's going to jump every single route. We can hit him on a double move.
They're going to say hit him.
That's
on
the
double.
First thing.
But they're never going to do it. They're never going to complete.
I'm bouncing back and forth right now. I went to Champ because Champ, remember 2005, y'all went to the AFC Championship. He had 13 picks. He should have been defensive player of the year.
We lost to the Pittsburgh Steelers.
So anyways, I go to Champ one day after practice and I say, Champ.
That was
me
and him led the league in picks that year.
Yeah, so I go to Champ. I say, bro, you be jumping these? I say, you be jumping these routes and you be guessing? He said, nah. Like, I watched the film. I know tendencies. That was the first time I heard any other player talk about, like, why they do what they do. I thought it was just.
I don't do none of that.
I thought defensive backs was
I don't watch film. I don't study. You I study tendencies.
Hey,
I
lift weights.
I take 2-3 plays. I don't lift weights. I ain't do nothing.
Hold on.
I'm the last one to come in, the first one to leave.
Hey,
I don't do anti-science.
You
know, all that stuff is overrated.
He anti-science.
So what? None of that
you
stuff.
Never watch film.
Oh. I come in there. I get the tendency. This is. I get like 2-3 plays. I say like for example, Eli Manning. I know they like to run flat curl a lot. So I'd be like, okay, they run this a lot. So I take like 2-3 plays, and that's it. All I need to know is who fast, and that's all. That's all I need to know.
Boy.
My technique is my technique. Ain't nothing changing. You line up tight, I play the way I play. Chizik taught me everything I needed to know.
Who?
That was it.
Gene Chizik. The reason why I went to UCLA.
Because you know what, though?
Well, I don't watch him. All my coaches
going to tell you. Because you're a quarterback, though.
Me and Belichick used to get into it because he used to try to. So I used to gamble a lot. I'm in there gambling. Me and my dog, Easy Cheese, got the locker room lit up. SP's my dog, Easy. He got like a flea market, and it's like a flea market and it's like a gambling facility. So 12 o'clock come, this is when I get play domino before. So now I come count the domino. One of the dominoes gone. I asked the equipment man what the domino was at. Go talk to Belichick. Now he got a 12 o'clock meeting for me and the DBs just so I can't play dominoes and gamble. It's crazy. Wait, stuff.
I'm still tripping. You just said you don't watch film.
I want to gamble
get,
all day.
You get 2-3 so
I want to gamble all day.
You got a son, right? And he's playing ball. And usually when you have fathers that have been in the league, it's like you're pouring in all this knowledge. You're giving them, you know, what I've been through, what I saw throughout my years playing through the league. I'm trying to ask what that conversation was when you transferred that over, because I've actually been around another player that was kind of like Trevor Price. And my rookie year, I'm sitting having breakfast. Trevor said, I don't even know how to tackle. At one point in time, he was the highest defensive player. He said, I go to a motherfucker and they get on the ground. And
about right.
Before, we're coached to tendencies. Look at this, kind of, you know, like robots. So if that's your philosophy, how do you pass that down? Because
I teach him the technique. We go on the field. This is the 90 game, the quick game. When he do the three-step drop, your feet stop. When he go past three steps, now you keep moving. The move area is 10 to 12 yards.
So it's most all of, reaction?
No, it's not all reaction. It's a reaction off the action. Way. So all the route, most of the routes of the NFL are inside routes. Teach him all that stuff. You know what I mean? And then you understand that stuff. So, you know.
What about the work ethic part? Because everybody ain't gonna be fucking as special and gifted
and get the ball.
You.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And get the ball.
It's gonna take some of
That's it. Get the ball.
And get the ball. You got the ball a lot of goddamn times.
That's all that matters.
Get the damn ball. When you drop the ball, you drop the $1 million. We want the ball.
I say that though. Yeah, you
I literally dropped the ball for $1 million.
Get the ball. That's all. When I come to your team, that's all you're gonna hear. Get the ball. I got an ultimate story that I ain't never told. I've been holding this back.
I gotta hear this.
Get to it.
I don't even know. I'm not here
to tell it.
Do I know this story?
Nobody. Only my family know.
Okay, we edited it out. If
I thought I was family.
Later on.
Oh, this
girl.
Y'all ready, man?
Oh, yeah, right.
This is the person I am. And this is, the people understand that. Andy understands that. The Belichicks understand that. The people I play with. It's kind of like, you know, you can have too much power. You see what I'm saying? So here we go. Back to my franchise, yeah. 18-0 in Arizona at the Super Bowl. So first of all, it's the worst experience we ever had. We're 18-0, we out there in full pads.
Full pads?
That's what made it the worst experience?
Oh, let me finish. Hit every day for 2 weeks.
33 days in a row, straight pass, Josh McDaniels. I'd like to congratulate
you
guys.
Are
they
so smart?
Because of Tom Brady, he think that stuff worked. They learn now, because I'm saying all this stuff, everybody know now, they know now. So now we at the Super Bowl. Full pass, I'm in just rebel mode. I am just, I don't give a fuck about nothing.
What year is this?
The undefeated year.
What year is that?
Maybe, what, 07? 06?
08? That's the one y'all played against the Giants?
The Tyree catch.
Yeah, the Tyree catch.
Tyree catch, great.
In the Arizona. Now, when they say I dropped the interception, when they just, whatever. Yeah. So now, we at the Super Bowl. Full pass, hitting every day. I'm not hitting, of course, but everybody out there hitting. Coach, hit him, he going crazy. I just ain't feeling it. So sometimes you just need one thing to tip you over. So here we go, family call. I look at the bigger picture. We made all this money. We in the Super Bowl, undefeated. You getting all this false pub for being the greatest coach because it ain't nothing but Tom and I don't want you to have it. But here we go, wife call. Baby, you seen, you know where we staying? We in like one of the most raggediest hotels in Arizona. All I needed, tip me off.
Hold on, they had the family stand
the
there?
The family, bro.
What?
The family, we undefeated. I could buy my own family another hotel if that's the case.
Right.
You will put us in some raggedy hotels?
Hell no.
Hey, home what? Call your family, dog. See where your family staying at. Call your family, yeah. Dog. See where your, call your family. Got about 20 people call their family. Yeah, bro, they ain't like it. They say we standing raggedy. Hey, y'all come with me.
This sounds just like him, though, yo.
Like 20 of us walking down the hall. Arizona. Go right to Belichick. Hey, look here, man. Look here, Belichick, man. Look, man. You got our family staying in some crazy hotels, bro. Like, this ain't cool, bro. We undefeated out here in the hotel, bro. Like, you got to switch this. We got to figure this out, bro. We ain't, I don't have nothing to do with that or something. Go to Mr. Kraft. He's right down there. Get out of the way. Go to Mr. Kraft, same thing. Look, man, look, blah, 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 whatever I'm saying, how it go, blah, 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 blah. I don't even expect nothing to happen, to tell you the truth. I'm just expecting to go crazy. Like, my back is against the wall. My wife called me.
And you pissed by the past.
I'm pissed by everything. Right. This supposed to be an experience.
Right.
I had trouble selling my tickets.
They undefeated.
Making goddamn money. Goddamn, having a good time. You see what I'm saying? So, now. Got like 20 of them. We go to Mr. Kraft. I swear to God, I don't know what's gonna happen. The next day, you know the Super Bowl is sold out everywhere.
Yeah.
The next day, everybody got new rooms. Like a miracle. I swear to God.
They're like, good luck.
He had to buy something the whole
I don't
way
know.
Out.
Everything is sold out.
They opened up a hotel.
Was great after that. I don't know. My wife. Yeah, we in new hotels. Everything is fine.
So that was it. It was just.
That was it. So that was it.
This is the second time you done brought up family, right? You spoke about during a situation with the Eagles, with Nnamdi, your mother being sick. You speak about this. I hear you're very involved and active in your children's lives as far as when it comes to sports, academics, and everything. I got two daughters, right? Like, I want to get them into track and sports, and I'm gonna be honest. My baby mamas, their mothers are filling their schedules with all type of different things, right? Mm-hmm. But at some point in time, I'm gonna say, look, I want them to do certain things, right? But for me, I need a little advice, because how is it that you guide and push your kids while at the same time allowing them to kind of trail their own legacy and their own path?
Well, this is my philosophy with kids, because I hear a lot of parents, and it's a good question you asked me that particularly, because I push this on a lot of people. I go up to parents and tell them the experiences of my life and what they do with kids. I hear a lot of parents saying, she didn't want to do that. They didn't want to play that, so I let them play. You have to force your kids to do a lot of things in the beginning. You don't let them make no decision. So you make them do things, and then when they get older, you'll find out what's the best for you. And you know what I mean?
So, I agree with you. So that's the problem. That,
now, when you have the baby mama drama, sometimes, you know yeah. that might get a little in the way, but you got to figure out how to conquer that. But you have to make them be active. You have to keep their mind busy and keep them focused on something. Other than that, we got girls. They're going to be thinking about boys. You see what I'm saying? So you got to get their minds and make them do something. They don't make no decisions. You do what I say.
I say that all the time, man.
You do what I say. Boy, girl, I don't care about none of that.
Hey, so with all that being said, what's up with you and Junior? Like,
oh, we good.
Good. Like,
it was just like I say, man. I don't care about.
So can we lay it up? Let's lay it up, because the girls that you talking about, you got some Olympians.
Yeah.
Right. And then your son just made it to the NFL, Asante Samuel Jr.
Yeah.
So, because some of y'all I'm laying it back to you. Yeah. Some of these viewers may not know.
For the people, lay it out. Like, y'all cool? Is it that you had to be hard on it? Is this and that? What is
I always been hard on him his whole life. He'll tell you that. You know, he's kind of soft-spoken. He don't like to talk about stuff too much. You know, he had a lot of drama in his life, a lot of trauma, you know what I mean? But I spoke about it. If y'all caught on to it, you know what I mean? And it was my mama died. That's when everybody's head. And because before mama died,
changed.
Him and mama's best friends. They together every day. Mama's taking them to practice. She's changing his birth certificate the way she changed my birth certificate to play football. So he's doing the same path, you know what I mean? But, you know, everything good now. We're a great place. You know, went through some troubled times, but everything is great.
Well, how was he, though? I mean, because that gotta feel great, bro. A dad, your son go to league.
Yeah.
And he not just a regular kid that went to 7th round, 6th round. Like, he really doing it.
Yeah, yeah. He's an amazing kid. He's always been an athlete. All my kids are athletic, man. And, he work hard, man. It's all he know. He live and die at football. It's what he want.
So, can I ask you a question? Bro, why you getting into traditional media
answers.
Y'all feel that?
It changed.
Did y'all feel that change? I seen it.
You went from being animated on every other answer to this one.
And which I understand because.
Oh, when I'm talking about my son?
As a father,
and your daughters. And just this whole
thing. Yeah, because I got to watch what I say because, you know, it's sensitive.
And they kids too, though.
And I don't want them to feel any type of way because in the past, little things I say can make them feel a certain way. So I make sure I don't want. Some reason when I speak, people feel certain ways sometimes. Yeah. I don't know if I'm too direct, too honest sometimes.
Yeah,
you too direct.
He's real though. But you
I don't know how to be no other way.
Hey, right, you've always been like that, because I remember when I had my situation with my son back in the day, and I was going through the child support and this and that. You remember that?
Yeah.
And this dude, Sant, was like an older guy in the locker room, mentor that really sat us down and really talked to us. He was telling me about, look, Shady, that's what you do. How much you paying your lawyer? He said, look, get rid of him. I got a better lawyer for you, right? He said, you know,
they look at us like sitting duck.
Yeah.
They stressed
out.
Like to be a pop.
You know how many lawyers I owe money? I owe so many lawyers money.
maybe we shouldn't say that.
Like I say, my back against the wall, I got to see what's going to happen. I feel like you playing games with me.
Right.
Play games with you. Let's see what's going to happen.
But it's that whole thing, though. Like, I've been in your house plenty of times, and this is how you guys did bond, right? You go from being like a tough coach. I see you with your daughters. They're running, right? And then you're home. It's love.
Yeah.
Talk about that, though, for the viewers.
Yeah, I think it's, I'm a demanding guy. I'm a demanding coach, demanding person. So you got to
you got to have that where you're not really satisfied.
Yeah.
But also, you got to give them that reinforcement, that love at home. So practice is practice. When we leave practice, yeah, daddy love you, baby. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So you know.
I just cut so you out. That doesn't mean nothing.
God, you the same way, bro. And I'm so hard to navigate. I'm so hard at practice.
People have seen me lose my mind with my daughters. Like, I had to learn how to be a coach. This is a true story. My daughters used to hate track. Like I say, I made my daughter run track. She hated it, but I seen something in her. So she would say, you making me run this. You making me do this. I don't want to do this. Guess what? You don't want to do this? All right. Let me take this computer. You walk all
give me that phone.
All the way to the tallest part of the roof. Boom! You don't want to play? All right, I don't got to buy you none of this stuff. You're going to work for this stuff. You know what I mean? Yep. So this stuff not giving you. You got to earn all this. Everything I give you, we got to earn in here. That's what life is about. And then now she loves it.
And I do my kids the same way. You know, we because what they don't realize is they get to skip the line if they do the shit the way we tell them to do it. But if you don't, your ass is going to get critiqued harder than anybody out here, baby. Like, if you come up short and you've been running 46, 47, and just because you don't feel good today, you run 52. Oh, well, goddamn, she on this and that and this. Blah, blah. Mm-hmm. So that's a big thing that I think as parents relaying to the kids. Like, yo, don't forget the dialect of work that your dad have done, because that is what you're gonna get judged on, regardless if you're here or there. You
right.
know what I mean?
100%.
You remember I met you a long time ago. I'm gonna see
everything.
If you remember this story.
Don't say KOD.
And you came and you said, hey man.
Say KOD.
He was like, we was at the old office. He was like, hey man, you know why I fuck with you, man? Cause when Belichick came in there, he said, hey, we gotta stop Pac Dog.
Pac Dog, yeah.
I swear
right.
to God.
It was KOD.
KOD. Let
me tell you, I remember because. Yeah.
I never forget that.
Yeah, I never forget.
That's a great meeting.
What's KOD?
What's KOD? What's KOD?
He was tripping.
King of Diamonds.
What's KOD?
But Mike used to do that everywhere, yeah.
Okay, so go ahead.
Everywhere we go, yeah. So he remember. We remember that. Yeah. When you said Pac Dog, I know you remember.
Yeah, I remember. Come on, bro.
It's Pac Dog.
Here's what not to do. My man, Pac Dog.
He loves Pac Man. He's talking about Pac Man all the time. We call him Pac Dog.
Can we salute? Listen, thank you, 1800, for being a potential partner.
Being in the cornerback group. You know and you mean? Might not like my number, but I got you
right. What you doing? Nah.
But one thing about me, I can always give you a good argument. You know what I mean? To help
might
you
not
change.
Like my rating. You know what I mean? You're number 5 on my list of all time.
Let me give you respect, man.
You're
what you doing?
Number 5
on my list, and I respect cute, you. Hearing what you doing for the man's son, man. Yeah. Everybody need a friend like this in our corner, man.
I appreciate
man.
It, man.
I hope if I ever go down, one of my homeboys step up like you, bro.
I appreciate it.
100.
Yes, sir.
I'm gonna send my son with you, man. My son getting bad as hell right now.
But top 5. Now who before me? Top 5. All right.
So who before me? Four before me. That's hard to put 4
I'm
before me.
I'm a little biased. Deion is number 1.
Okay.
And don't say Train. What's his name?
Yeah, Night Train, my number
He never even seen him play, bro. He's older guy.
I have seen him play. Mel Blunt, I ain't seen him play either.
What number is he?
You don't even know who he is.
You don't know
what number is he?
For the Steelers, I know him. What number is he?
Yeah, see, I don't know his number.
You know what I'm saying? We got to do this. We know their numbers, bro.
All right,
if they were better than my man, they got to know their numbers.
Right.
Do you know what's number?
You got to be able to have the debate,
I know 2-2 number because I play with
2-2. Dudes, baby.
I know Deion number because...
You watched him. He was like that.
I'm just speaking numbers.
Okay.
This man was so hard.
Don't kill me, Pac Dog. Yeah,
no, you know, we brothers. And
it's 2. Who else?
Champ. Champ and Charles.
Champ was great, too.
Champ and Charles.
Champ and Charles.
What about Revis?
Revis not in my top 5.
Revis on my top 5.
Okay, let's talk about Revis. You want to bring
him
up?
Hold up.
Let me get you my top battle.
Talk to him about Revis. No, I want you to talk to him about Revis.
Hold up.
Now, listen. I'm not hating on nobody. I don't have hate in my
they
heart.
They don't understand this, bro. All you had to do is put him in motion.
Let me talk about Revis. Let me talk about Revis real quick, because you know it's a pit guy.
Pittsburgh, right.
Talk about what you said.
Y'all talk about it. Right?
Revis top 5?
He said Revis better than Champ. He said Revis out the gate better than Champ.
Okay.
When? What? Where? How? Why?
Let me talk.
All right. I'm
so
waiting.
So first of all,
I've been waiting to hear everybody talk.
First of all, so
only thing y'all can say is he locked Moss up, and he locked these people up. 1 year he locked some people up.
And they gave him a good name.
When you lock some people up, it take a whole team to
he
lock people
Chad
up.
Time
up.
Now let's time not, wait, hold.
I'm the only wide receiver that went against all these guys.
We're DBs. When we had Rex Ryan, I think was a really good defensive coach, right? When he was at
Rex Ryan?
Yeah.
He was never in the top defensive coordinator.
That's not true.
Okay, go ahead, Finn. What you got?
So I had him in Buffalo. My first in Buffalo. He done with the pit. He like, yo. Well, Kamardi was decent. Kamardi wasn't trained. He was decent.
Kamardi's good.
Okay.
Real good athlete. He needed better technique.
The thing about Revis is
he was just dumb football.
He said, Revis is the only corner.
But he was really good.
That he's ever been around.
He
right?
was smart.
Actually coaching and going against that. Listen, you don't have to come to the meeting. Because you got the best player the whole game, wherever he's at. He's on the bench, you on the bench. He's on the 50, you on the 50. As a corner, as a defense, and I'm blitzing, and you got the best player, we're going to put the blanket over him?
Right.
That's amazing. That's a hard job
that's
to do.
That's amazing, right? That's what all y'all can talk about with Revis. The stuff that's amazing. Y'all can't say the factual stuff he did to make him great.
So you
can say, coach can put him on people. He can lock people down. What makes him great? Because when you say champ great, you're going to say what he did to make him great. His interceptions, his pass breakers.
He was the best technician.
When everybody that's great, Night Train Lane, when you say these people, you're going to say what they did.
Night Train Lane's to get an L.
We know it's that.
Revis not letting nobody
when
catch
you
no
talk
balls.
About Michael Jordan.
That's not what made Revis great.
When you talk about Michael Jordan, he's great. When you talk about other people great, their stats is compared to Michael Jordan. You can't compare people that's great and try to put people that don't have great stuff up with people great.
Wait.
That just don't work like that.
So wait.
Jalen Ramsey can't be up there with everybody else because he's not doing.
Damn, bro.
Zon,
17 interceptions in 7 years?
Zon, you respect Tom Brady, right? Tom Brady.
They don't understand that part. How hard it is media to get driven. The ball.
That's why I'm trying to get everybody to understand. You guys is media driven.
Right, so hard to get the ball.
It's the facts in life.
The tape. What about
you
the tape?
You guys are media driven.
Okay. The tapes
is going to say his stats.
He's
guess what?
Best,
you pull this tape up, you pull a person like my tape up, you're going to see the difference in the stats.
Talking about.
Less balls getting caught on me, more interceptions.
Hold on. If Brandon
Marshall, more balls getting caught, less interceptions.
Wait, hold on real quick. If Brandon Marshall's our number one receiver, right? You had 1,500 yards before, right?
Yeah.
Shout out to you. That's a lot of yards.
Thank you.
So he's our main target. He gets 1,500 yards a season.
Right.
And we put our best corner on him. And he's averaging, 100
yards a game. Go ahead.
That's dead. 25 yards?
Right.
40.
That don't make you great?
No!
Why, huh?
Hold up.
Why?
How many times you got the ball make you great? Because guess what? If you had 25 yards, we threw the ball at you 7 times. Some of them could have been the defensive lineman was coming at me. The DN putting pressure on me. Deflecting the ball. That's why, in order to dispute all of that, how many times did you get the ball when they threw it at you? How many times did you break it up? Not just because the ball didn't get caught on me.
Huh?
What happened when the ball was thrown at
I can't.
Okay, not just because the ball wasn't caught.
As a receiver.
What happened?
As a cornerback, I'm taking his side. You get, he's saying.
Hold on, just
hear me out.
What happened when the ball came over there?
What he's saying is, as a corner, if you touch the ball or intercept the ball.
I'm saying. That's, don't say it because I got something.
I don't have those numbers. So when we talking about Darrell Revis, right? Now, y'all cornerbacks, so y'all know.
Who's your top five?
Hold on, I'm going to get to that. It don't matter my top five. That's y'all lane, y'all cornerbacks.
Right.
But what I'm saying is, we not going to act like you don't get no credit for, I don't know, I don't care what's going on with the game plan. Whoever their best player is, I'm guarding him the whole game and I'm shutting
him
down.
That's what y'all
So let me finish.
I agree.
Let me finish.
He's definitely in the top.
I played Revis a couple of different times with a couple of different wide receivers. And every time we played, whoever we played, like at the time, Sammy Watkins was like young and emerging to a star.
Lockdown.
Revis is like tying his shoe, he's looking around. He didn't care what the huddle was doing. Sammy went to the left, he went to the left.
You keep changing the narrative.
Look. We talking
what
about
you mean?
Greatness.
He's talking about who's
so,
falling.
What I'm
we
saying,
we want to know who's
so
great and make, why they great.
So what make you, what makes,
that's it.
Okay, so what make
who's
Revis great,
and why they great.
I'm gonna answer. What make
that's
Revis
it.
Great, I'm gonna tell you. What make Revis great is that whatever you do best, right? On your offense, if it's in the passing game, if it's your tight end, if it's running back, whoever, or wide receiver, whoever it is, I'm taking him out the game.
Your defense taking him out the game.
But he is.
I'm telling you. I played against Zon. I played against Revis.
Let's
I played against Chance.
Okay.
I played against Kyle.
Can I say this one more time? Revis playing against
You're such a cop. He takes
Moss.
He take all right.
Playing
all right.
Moss.
He take him out the game.
He's
one
done.
Pass breakup, 30 catches. I mean 30 yards. Take him out the game,
right? That's right.
Okay. Come here. Let me show you greatness. Let me show you the difference. Take him out the game. One pass breakup, he only had 30 yards. That's a great game. He's great, right? Revis is
the
great.
Safety
and they still hold on, shut up. He's great, right? Okay. Now you take Asante Samuel.
Okay.
Three picks, one touchdown, and a game winner. How is that great compared to that? It's two big, totally different things.
Yeah, but I think that
it's two different things.
The interception is two different things. The interception is the single best play.
I agree with that
in the NFL.
No,
if you're making the single best play in the NFL. Numerous times.
Hold on, tell me why is that the single best play in the NFL?
Because it is.
Why?
Because you get the ball back in one play. And the single best play on defense.
You think that is the most like
on defense.
It changed the game. He's right about that.
So if you got 50, fumble, 60 of the single best plays in the NFL, how are you not the greatest?
All right, so I played against you. I played against Revis. I played against Champ Bailey and so many others, right? You keep asking the question, what makes Revis great? To me, he was the best technician out of any corner ever.
Hold on, time out.
So let me tell you what made Revis great. He won the line of scrimmage. That's the most important thing. So Shady
really
is
good at
what Shady is talking
how
about.
How many people wins at the line of scrimmage? That's what I'm trying to say. Separating greatness, defense, Deion said it. Stop peeping these people in the hall. He don't want people to be great next to him that ain't been great like him. You see what I'm saying? Distracting somebody at the line of scrimmage.
It's not about that. You keep talking corners, though.
I can pick 1,000 corners to distract somebody at the line of scrimmage.
No, he was the greatest at it. He was the greatest. Can I listen? All right?
Go ahead, man.
I ain't going to have another viral.
That's what we want.
Damn. Here we go. So we talked about Nnamdi Asomugha earlier, and we talked about why he wasn't getting targeted, right? Went backside, you know, and then they had other options, okay? So we're saying basically, you know, Coach Shanahan may have built Nnamdi Asomugha, okay? Darrell Revis, the reason why he wasn't getting targeted, because people wasn't getting open.
Well,
it was
Revis,
Ojo Cinco. Give me 10 seconds, Pat.
Lord have mercy.
During this time, we talking about, okay, Andre Johnson, Reggie Wayne, Marvin Harrison, Ocho Cinco, T.O., I can go, Steve Smith, I can go on and on, bro.
Calvin Johnson.
Why
did you keep naming Steve Smith as a top wide receiver?
Nothing. Hold on, now here's the thing. Here's my thing with Reeve. It was only 3 to 4
years.
Was
exactly.
Steve Smith a top receiver? But his during his run, like, during his run, like, the greatest, he locked down.
Like, he locked down.
He locked down. But
he locked down.
Oh, my man rapping right now.
Pat, I think you was there. Was you there in Cincy when we played y'all Monday night? It was y'all first Monday night in years.
What year was it?
I can't remember.
You talking about what Ocho and Chad went at it?
Ocho had one TD and about over 100 yards.
He went off.
But Chad had two picks in the game.
So it's an all right game.
So you would say that's somewhat like a stalemate, or would you say that Ocho did his?
Now you get picks. That changed
everything.
So that's what I'm saying.
Who won the game?
The Bengals won the game.
Well, this picks helped it. The picks helped win.
No, but
all that stuff is comparable. All that stuff. When I talk about stats, I'm talking about every stat. Just because you get interceptions, that don't mean you can get the ball caught on you 10 times. You know what I'm saying? I ain't doing none of that.
Gotcha.
I got the records for everything. The ball getting caught on you, the less throws at you, all of that. That's what I'm saying. Everything you could look up. If they looked it up, they'll have Asante Samuel at the top of every list. I swear to God, ain't no joke.
They're
not gonna put out them lists.
Hall of Fame,
because I'm gonna be at the top of every one.
So Hall of Fame wise,
he definitely Hall of Fame.
He should have been. But I'm saying Hall of Fame wise, do you feel like maybe your relationships? Because you know everybody talk, everybody having conversation. Do you think your relationships with certain coaches, certain organizations, or maybe just your style, your look, your vibe. Do you think that plays into it? Right? Because everybody like company guys.
Right.
right?
And I'm definitely not that. So, yeah, to answer your question, yeah, I think I got a lot to do with it. First of all, I didn't really talk to the media. I didn't, like, when I was in New England and Philly and Atlanta, they knew I don't really talk to the media because like, I feel like they start in trouble and all that stuff. But like I said in the beginning, it's a business. So if you're a first-round pick, top 10, guess what? It's the business. The business model is to promote you market you. Yeah. So that's why the first-round picks get all that marketing. If a first-round pick was doing what I was doing, he would definitely be the greatest to ever come
around. That's true.
Now I got to back up. Because you had to take it to have. Now I got to back up. And this one going to f*** everybody up. This is running especially f*** you up.
Right, right, about that.
Well, guess what? Before Numbi Osinbajo come to Philly, guess what? He was a great player, right?
That's true.
And he came to Philly. He came to Philly. Ain't got nothing to do with me. They start throwing the ball at him. Because they weren't throwing at him.
To your side.
Right. They started throwing at him because they ain't finna throw the ball at your side. And I done played with a lot of people. They ain't throwing the ball at me. Because they know what's going to happen. They throwing it at Numbi. And now you got to see. And now you got to see the real player that Numbi is. Because they throwing the ball at him. So you was brainwashed because they weren't throwing the ball at him. And they throwing two times and he stabbing at the line. You think he great. That's why I say you got to really see what greatness is. And stop comparing people to the real greats. That's disrespectful, man.
We had to fight to get a meal. Yeah, wrongfully accused. We had to fight to get a pill. That's why we write to get a deal. He on the team, he gotta eat, you know. Despite your skills, fat. Keep it riding for the fam. You gotta light the wicked wheel straight up. But in the past bad, work up in the trash bag. I'll pass a lie to take the test before I pass class. Yeah. And my family needed bread. I had to come correct. That's why I keep airing it out like I just passed gas.
Fast forward to the NFL, right? You were successful. 11 years, right? 11 seasons, two-time Super Bowl champion. How did you do it, right? How did you do it for so long, and how were you successful in doing it?
Man, I dropped about 12 interceptions, literally. Like, I was always known from getting my hand on the ball. Belichick said in my first preseason game. So my hands was cold because I was new to the environment. You know, had a little frostbite. You know, that was another situation. But when I came home after I realized I dropped 12 interceptions, I started practicing with a Nerf ball, doing my drills, and I got to go break and catch the Nerf ball. So the Nerf ball would go, so you got to focus in and catch it. So then once I did that practice and I went out there and went to the game, the ball became a lot easier for me to catch. And then, boom, 12 interceptions, 10, 9, 6, you know, it became easy.
At Delta, we know Mike in 8C prefers reality TV to reality. So we provide more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment. On the next flight, 8C is Mandy, a foodie. So we offer all types of food options. Because at Delta, everyone flies their own way. Delta, keep climbing.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.